Good day to all of our listeners. I'm your host, Natasha Booth, the Marketing Officer at St. Columbus School. Today we will be hearing another discussion from Dr. Tanya Holtz.
Hi, Ms. Kilrow and Mr. Bodley. Thanks for talking about families and children today in this difficult time. I'm Tanya Holtz, and today we're going to just talk a little bit about what I think is COVID fatigue. I think families are just becoming exhausted. I don't think families are supposed to be together for so long. Families should be, you know, close, but living in an insular way, I think, is just becomes emotionally exhausting. And also, families are starting to struggle. Financial strain is starting to set in, and people are getting tired. They don't know what's coming, so there's a level of uncertainty. And I thought today maybe we can just talk about COVID fatigue and from your perspective, how parents and children can maybe stay work fit and school fit.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. Even from my point, it's you start getting into routines, but the routine is just so much, and you're just missing the escape of just getting out a little bit in that. But yeah, I mean, when you're surrounded by family constantly, it is a bit hard to just get into your shell a bit. And yeah, I mean, the only escape that I really am getting is from exercising and just trying to get out and just moving.
Yeah, and I think getting out and going to school is an escape, because it's where you can express yourself and where you do the work that gives meaning. And and I think movement is an escape. It is. It helps us deal with our emotions and stress. So I do know, Mr. Bodley, that you've got a program that you send to children and families. How are they responding to it?
I haven't really got any videos in that sent back, or I've just had children thanking me and that, so I'm not really sure if they're doing it. I don't want to pressure them too much, because I mean, the workload obviously is incredibly high now that they're at home, and they've got to rely on themselves really to help with the work, or obviously with the help from all the videos and that. But I've had a few videos and feedback from the kids, and it seems like they're enjoying it as much as they can.
You mean the actual movement?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be helpful for them to maybe record one every day? And do you think it would get them more motivated?
Yeah, I think it would. I think I don't want to add too much stress on them as it is, but yeah, if they would like to, I'll be more than happy to watch all the videos and give them feedback if they're struggling with something. And yeah, it is actually very nice to see that they're doing some movements.
Yeah, and for children, movement is essential for their growing bones, but also in terms of measuring the world, you know, how far they are from objects and you know, just strengthening the bodies. Yeah. And it is an emotional escape. Movement is an emotional escape. So if people are not escaping, you know, via movement, they can start acting out with aggression. So I think parents, you know, it's maybe important for them to understand how significant the movement is. And I think what you've said just now was so important in terms of adults not wanting to put children under too much pressure. Yeah, and I think especially sensitive adults and caring adults don't want to do that. But on the other hand, when children get back to school, the pressure is going to be on. So
yeah.
Maybe parents should feel okay to put a bit more pressure on them to do the phys ed. Because phys ed is just as important as maths.
Yeah, and it's not as if I'm trying to get them to do millions of exercises, just a little bit of a break from the technology and just to get their minds somewhere else, because I know, like from experience, obviously being someone that's sporty and I had to sit down and work when I was younger, and my mom was obviously a teacher and she helped me, and she saw how I started to dip and she immediately would send me for a run around the pool or something, and I always go back to that because it really did help, and it helped me concentrate, and I mean my marks really did benefit from it. I think if I had to sit in this time behind a laptop and work, it would really be difficult to just sit all day and stare at a screen.
Yeah. And I think maybe parents, it's so important to have heard the lesson you've given them now, because what your mom did for you when you were a little child has carried you into adulthood. In fact, it's become your career. it's very, very important. And when children move, or when people move, their dopamine and serotonin and all those good
happy hormones.
Yeah, they get, you know, they kick in. So yeah, I think that's very, very important. And Miss Kilroy, from your perspective, what do you?
Tanya, for me, I think our parents, our teachers, our children, everyone is exhausted. It's been a huge adaptation from normal schooling to homeschooling. Our parents are working. They're worried about things they can't control, but our days are becoming monotonous and mundane. And I think this being deprived of activeness is actually a serious concern. I mean, children are sitting behind a computer all day submitting work. And I just feel, even if our parents, I know they're all stressed, but even they should be out there taking part in these activities. Mm. That social interaction between your family doing something different is really important. Even if it's just getting outside and doing the piece Mr. Bodley has set out, it's just a different form for these children to, one, to interact, and two, to move away and have a little bit of normality that they've lost in this time.
I agree. And, you know, maybe we can even challenge parents and children to say, well, send Mr. Bodley some new groovy dance moves, or, you know, learn the things that he showed you and send it through, and maybe, you know, make it fun as well.
Well, you know, for me, I teach ballet on a Saturday morning. I always have, and I'm still teaching at the moment via Zoom. And there's so many classes out there and studios that have opened their doors for live video classes that any child may join. And even though it's very difficult to teach dancing, it brings a bit of happiness and joy to my kids just to have them moving and let them going, and they giggle and they laugh, and it's so nice for them just to see someone that isn't living in their own household. So even if parents want to do that, we can put together a list for them of where they can join, who they can be a part of. It really is something that's just different, and it's just moving.
Yeah, and how do you, Ms. Kilroy, how do you find, being the learning support specialist, how do you find movement and learning kind of works together? Sorry, I'm asking you a question, putting you on the spot, but I think there's definitely a link, like Mr. Bodley explained as well. It improves concentration. What do you think it does to children who are struggling?
Tanya, I really do believe that movement is a completely separate part of the brain, and it helps increase neural pathways. And it really is a way of learning. And that movement, I know when I studied as a child, I wasn't one who could sit still. So I had to walk around, I had to move, and that for me was important. So for children who are not used to sitting behind a table and who are not used to being stuck and being so still and sedentary, that movement is actually going to start increasing that neural pathway, start moving things and helping them actually learn. It really is important. I mean, in class, we don't sit still behind a table all day. I don't sit behind a table when I teach. So, you know, we've taken away all that normal that we normally have in a classroom. It's it's got to be challenging for our children. It really is. And I mean, I think our parents are doing the most phenomenal job in trying their very best to encourage their children. But it's really important to have the structure and trying to stick to a schedule and a routine, which I don't think is very easy, especially not being in the small environment at the moment.
But at least to have a movement routine and to have a bedtime routine and maybe to have a story time routine as well, or reading, putting reading in, you know, reading to children or letting them read, maybe some of those things. Perhaps maybe just to end off with, maybe to integrate learning and movement together. So when children are learning, they should be moving at the same time. Let them sit on a ball, let them walk up and down, you know, let them write words on the carpet, or because our whole body remembers work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our juniors, Tanya, I think that's really important, especially trying to learn spelling, trying to learn basic numbers. You know, they don't just use a piece of paper. They use Play-Doh. They use shaving cream at home. That, you know, anything. They can go outside and draw it in the sand. It's so important for them to have that fresh air and that activeness, especially in this time.
I agree. If they're learning the number 10, they can even take 10 pieces of cardboard, put them outside on the driveway and hop on them. You know, something like that to increase movement. So thank you very much, Ms. Kilroy and Mr. Bodley. Your suggestions are wonderful, and I think it's going to be very useful to parents. Is there anything you want to say just as a final thought?
You know, Tanya, for me, I think this is an incredibly difficult time, and I think our parents really need to understand and give themselves a pat on the back. They're working hard, and I think our children really need to give themselves a pat on the back. They are trying their very best, and this is incredibly difficult. And I know there's so many things out there at the moment that have said you have to have achieved certain things during lockdown. There's memes going on about learning new skills. And quite frankly, I think it's really important for everyone just to remember that how you deal with this lockdown is okay. And it's up to you. If you come out of this learning to have spoken Mandarin, congratulations. If you come out of this 30 kilograms heavier because you've eaten your feelings, that's okay too. The point is we're all going to deal with it our own way. And we're all here to support them. And if they need to contact somebody, we really do encourage them to please contact us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful. And Mr. Bodley?
I'm hoping to encourage the children that they can get out and move a bit, and especially in that family sense, just to, it's as much as we are with each other so much now, it's actually almost a blessing in disguise, because I know it's so easy to just be disconnected in the world. So if the parents and children are able to go for a walk or a jog or a cycle or do the activities together, that's just going to form a greater bond. And I'm really encouraging them to do that and just have fun while they're doing it. It's not to torture them. It is really trying to help them.
Yeah. And I think maybe coming out of this just in one piece.
Yeah.
Is great, and just having maintained family bonds and bonds with teachers and bonds with yourself, keeping yourself intact. I think that's enough. I think we're such a product-driven society that sometimes we forget, you know, to just be. And going for those walks and doing ballet on a Saturday morning, those are the times where you can just be. Yeah, thank you very much. I think I certainly enjoyed our talk. And I hope you guys have a lovely day.
Thank you for letting us join you.
No, thank you. Okay. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Holtz, for that discussion. I think the parents will really appreciate it. This podcast was brought to you by St. Columbus School.
Thank you. Bye.